Chapter 14, Keys to a Successful Partnership. By putting effort and honesty into evaluating your potential partner, and by drawing up the partnership agreement, you will have given yourselves the best possible start in your business relationship. You must be equally diligent in seeking to strengthen the relationship and grow the business. Very few, if any, relationships, whether in the boardroom or the kitchen, don't have a strain or disagreement from time to time. Don't necessarily view this as a negative. You can use these situations as learning experiences, deepening your understanding of each other and discovering new ways to provide support. As they say, you don't sharpen a knife against a sponge. Or, more proverbially, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens the wits of another. With the right approach, shared commitment, and a good business idea, success can be turned from a possibility into a probability. There can be few greater examples than those from the world of technology like Bill Gates, Paul Allen, and later Steve Ballmer with Microsoft, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak of Apple Computer, Larry Page and Sergey Brin of Google, Bill Hewlett and David Packard of Hewlett-Packard, whose combined investment in their fledgling electronics business was $538. Throughout history, there are many more, though perhaps lesser known, like Coco Chanel and Pierre Wertheimer, father and son partners Lakshmi and Aditya Mittal, who built up the steel giant ArcelorMittal and accumulated a family wealth of around $33 billion along the way. Maurice and Richard McDonald. Yeah, the Burger Supremos. Let's not forget Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, innovators in the ice cream industry. Or movie moguls Sam, Jack, Albert, and Harry Warner, who gave us Warner Brothers. Entertainment partners provide obvious examples of partnerships, partly because their personalities and attributes are on public display. Successful partners know each other's strengths, weaknesses, and how they can rely on each other. They know when to step up and when to step back. Think of Abbott and Costello, Sonny and Cher, Simon and Garfunkel, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, Penn and Teller. If the dynamic that made them successful no longer served the partners, they found a way to move on. Let's quickly reprise what I believe is the best route to a successful business partnership as outlined in this book, whichever side of the table you're sitting on. From Chapter 1, Who Needs It? If you're considering a possible partnership, either as a business owner or invitee, you must have clarity on why you might want to do this, and be confident you want to share ownership in this way. From Chapter 2, Finding Your Match, don't rush. Invest the time to find the right partner for your business. Start by knowing and understanding yourself, your temperament, and your strengths and weaknesses. From Chapter 3, Why a Prenup? A written partnership agreement is an essential component of your relationship and the single most important way of protecting your interests. It deserves your fullest attention and commitment. From Chapter 4, How to Discuss It? Develop a process for discussing and recording your responses to the issues raised in this book. The workbook will also take you through some other exercises. The information to support two documents will flow from this, one being your partnership agreement, and the other being the beginnings of an operational plan or an operations manual or an org chart. From Chapter 5, Compatibility, take all possible steps to know your partner's history and background. Test the relationship before you commit. Your instincts will warn you if it's not going to work. From Chapter 6, Goals, work together to envision the future of the business. And from that, identify the broad brush goals you want to achieve, collectively for the business, and for each of you individually. From Chapter 7, Money. Leave no room for doubt about the financial aspects of the business, covering everything from initial investment, day-to-day financial management, valuation of the business, salaries, and profit sharing. From Chapter 8, Culture. Be frank about the things that matter most to you, your values and attitudes, and the way you want the business to run. Explore how you feel about differences that emerge with your prospective partner. From Chapter 9, Roles. Make an honest appraisal of strengths and weaknesses as a foundation for agreeing on the roles that you each will fulfill. Work out a plan for how you will fill the skills gaps. From Chapter 10, Navigation. Your partnership is a living thing. Keep the relationship healthy with frequent communication wherever you are. Revisit and revise your written plans often. From Chapter 11, Exit. There are any number of reasons that you may need to part ways from your partner. Be open about them. When you map out how you'll handle them in advance, you can avoid unnecessary cost, delay, and aggravation. From Chapter 12, Family Partnerships. If you've chosen to go into business with a spouse or other close family member, you need to make an extra effort to preserve that personal relationship. All the more reason, not less, that you should handle your business partnership with care. From Chapter 13, Investors. You may have chosen to benefit from other people's money to give your company the boost it needs. They may be silent in that they're not in your face on a daily basis, but you do need to check in with them and be accountable to them regularly. If all of this seems like a lot of bother, don't kid yourself. It is. Taking on a business partner is not a decision to be made lightly. It's much like getting married. So take your time. Ask your questions. Have those important conversations. And put together your entrepreneur's prenup. Follow the steps outlined in this book, and you'll go a long way to ensuring you've chosen a business partner who will enhance your success and won't you. Thanks for listening.